we are back in session with our meeting, and we have additional items on final.
Thank you. Item four, the approval of line of credit renewal, Susan?
Yeah, so just to remind everyone, this will be our sixth year with a line of credit in place with our bank. First of our few years with Truist, and we, for the past couple of years, we've been partners in banking with J.P. Morgan Chase. So this is just an annual review of our $10 million line of credit. And we've never tapped into it, but as I said back in 2020, it's always best financially prudent to have one in place before you need it.
Absolutely.
And so this is just an annual review.
Any questions or comments? Not entertain a motion to line of credit.
Motion.
Second. Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Now, the 26-27 internal audit work plan, Mr. Bruce Wiseman.
Put the chair broadly. So, good morning. We're going to talk about the audit plan for this year. If you want to follow along, there are a few more details in the printed materials that won't be up on the screen. But before we talk about the plan, I just want to remind you all, we base this on a risk assessment that we do. So we survey faculty, staff, students, board members, and get a feel for what is the perception of risk around the university to help us build this audit plan each year. If you notice in your written materials that the audit plan looks like, is structured like it was in the prior year. We've got five planned projects on there. Three of those came from that risk assessment that we did. We're going to look at effort reporting with the sponsored research group. We're going to continue our rotation through the colleges and hit up the College for Health and Human Services next year. And then the third item is we're going to do a risk assessment of minors on campus, which is really to just get a feel for where do we have minors on campus. If you were walking around campus this morning, you saw a bunch of them at camps. Summer camps are big. When else do we have minors on campus? That's the goal of that project, is to help find out what that magnitude looks like. So in addition to the planned projects, we've got the two that are required, where we look at president's travel and entertainment expenses every year, and also the special license plate revenue required at the state. In addition to that, we'll continue our work with the process and system optimization work group. And finally, we'll work on the hotline and administer that as those hotline. Finally, we got a backup project on there in case we get all of that done. We've got something else in the hopper ready to go. In addition, we've laid out where we think we're going to be spending our time. This looks very similar to what it was last year. The big piece of the pie is projects and follow-up. So I'll just remind you, the follow-up part of that piece of the pie is after we issue an audit report, we continue to work with those areas, and we validate that they have implemented procedures to mitigate the risks that we found in the audit report. So it's not that we just issue an audit report and go away. We hang with you until we get everything fixed up and good to go. The other slices of the pie are pretty consistent with the prior year, and with a little bit of wiggle room every year. So, with that said, I'll respectfully request your approval for the audit plan unless there are any questions.
Any other questions or comments? Not, I entertain a motion to approve the 26-27 internal audit work plan.
So moved.
Second.
Made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Information item?
Sure. Thank you all for the approval. So just our regularly quarterly update for you all. An update on this year's plan. We've got four projects complete. You'll see there's an asterisk next to the College of Educational and Behavioral Sciences. That's just because we've issued a draft report to leadership. They are working to put together their action plans, and everything is going according to plan. But that's what the asterisk is for. We've got two remaining projects. The plan is to have those complete by the end of the fiscal year or very shortly thereafter. So the plan's looking really good for FY26. Again, looking at our time, where we've spent, on the left is where we've actually spent our time, and on the right is where we plan to spend our time. We're pretty close in all in all the pieces of the pie. Good news, I'd say the hotline is down 2%, and we've allocated that across the other slices. The follow-up items. Over on the left side, you can see that we have 13 items that are outstanding at the moment. That's the bar of 9 and the bar, the green bar that's 4. That's the 13 items that are outstanding. We're continuing to work with management to make sure that those get corrected. You can see the other two there, the 3 were implemented so far this year. So a good activity there. On the right side, how old are those outstanding items? You've got the bottom two bars, the yellow one at 6, the green one at 2. Those are brand new, a lot of findings. Management is just getting started on those. The two bars above that, the 3 and the 2, they are older than 6 months, less than 12, and we're continuing to work with leadership on those to get those implemented. And we expect that they'll get implemented by our next meeting in November. If not, we'll get you an update at that time. The hotline. So far this year, we've worked on 11 hotline cases. You can see the asterisks on there. We got, since we last met, we received 4 hotline reports that were nearly identical. So rather than inflating our numbers, we counted that as just one. Wanted to be open and transparent with you all on that one. As we have just got a new hotline provider, we did reach out to confirm that it wasn't a system error on their end. They confirmed that, and they just said, you have an overly eager reporter that wanted to let you know about that issue. And just for those watching at home, we appreciate you submitting 4 reports, but we're going to handle it the same way, whether it's 1 report or 4. So just to let everybody know. Out of the 11, we've closed 9. There's 2 remaining that we're working on right now. I don't think there's anything there what the board needs to know about. We're just working to wrap those up. No big risks related to those. Continue to let everyone know. Please reach out. If you have any concerns, you can reach out to me directly. My contact info is up there. And we've added a QR code with our new hotline provider that you can log on and report via the web. This is one of my favorite slides in the deck today. This is a summary of our quality assessment review that we had in the summer of 24. I'm happy to report we have completed all those action items. We've checked the boxes. We've made those corrective measures that were found in that review. Going forward, we'll continue to do self-assessments. There's some new audit standards out there. We're always trying to get better. And so that's what we'll be doing now that we've moved on from these 10. Other updates, consultations for this year, we've received 47. Our annual goal is 50. So I'm hoping we'll cross that finish line here by June 30th. Promoting internal audit, we'll continue to do that. Just to let everyone know, we did our March Madness Bracket Challenge, as we have since I've been here. Congrats to Jeremy Hickman, a part-time faculty member, on winning the challenge this year. He beat out 169 other folks. And then I also want to call out Gary Bickett. He got 2nd place for the 2nd year in a row. So he's hoping that next year can be his year. Finally, the bottom item there, we served 30 omelets to everyone at the finals breakfast. And because pictures say more than words, there's a few pictures of Jeremy with his certificate and us getting ready to serve some omelets at finals breakfast. We continue to make contributions to the profession. We spoke in an accounting class on campus. I participated in an external review at the System of Georgia. Myself and 4 other colleagues did a review of their internal audit department. That continues to be a very valuable experience for us. I learned a lot from the folks from Georgia, and I learned a lot from the folks on our team. One other important thing about doing that, volunteering for work like that, is when we need to do our next external review, other folks will come and do that for us at no cost. Finally, earlier this week, we were at the Kentucky Auditors meeting. We got together with all the other internal audit shops around Kentucky, talked about top secret internal audit things, and shared concerns that we're seeing across the Commonwealth that are specific to us in higher ed in the Commonwealth. It was a good time, and we presented a session about good to great and leadership. Finally, we continue to participate on committees around campus. And looking ahead, we're going to wrap up this year's audit plan. We're going to get started on next year's audit plan. We hope to see you all at the board retreat in August, where I think we'll be providing an update on our risk assessment that we did in the spring, share that with you all, and then we'll be attending a professional conference in the fall. So, with that said, I'll take any questions if there are.
Any questions? Bruce, I'm happy to see that you haven't had any high risk level. That's nice.
Yes.
Dean Brown told us that he wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning with something on his mind. Have you had anything waking you up at 4 in the morning?
No. Other than sometimes my daughter, she needs something, a snack or a...
With regard to Western Kentucky.
No, sir.
I have a great
teenage dog. I got you. I will say... In my job at internal audit, there's always risk, and sometimes you get a little comfortable with that. With that said, you know when the risk gets to a level that's too high, and you need to share that with others, discuss that with others. And I can tell you that there's nothing that's really eaten away at me right now. And I can tell you that management over here, they're doing a good job looking at risk, thinking about risk. You know, they see something that's wrong, they're responding to it. So, nothing that's keeping me up at night, Dr. Bale.
Right. How long was your shift at the finance
place? It was probably about an hour.
Okay. We're just going to kind of keep an efficiency standard. 30 hours an hour next year. We might report on that.
We'll shoot for more next year as well.
I generally thought that accountants are boring. Thank you for being an auditor with a sense of humor.
Yeah, you're awesome.
I claimed to be a recovering accountant and I moved on. But thank you.
Reading Bobby, if I may, one of the things beyond his sense of humor that I'm thankful for is the way Bruce has integrated. And we all have worked to integrate risk management as a management technique, not just a box to check. And so you would be, and we'll talk about this in August, but you would be pleased to see on the risk assessment and the results of that, it parallels the conversations, the strategic conversations we have in here. So for example, around tuition, state appropriation, that is, it's one of the highest risk things that we pay attention to. And so I'm thankful for the way in which this is helping to support our strategy. And it's not just auditor stuff.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Chair West, that concludes finance budget.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much. We are moving to executive committee now, and the first action item is the approval of a philanthropic name request. Amanda?
I presented all the details at the committee meeting. We're pleased to present to you all the opportunity to approve a philanthropic naming for Charles Forster in honor of a gift from his family in the Kentucky Field.
Okay, does anybody have any questions for Amanda? Any further discussion? If not, I'll ask for a motion to approve the name.
So moved.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Motion passes. On action item 2, we are going to table that item and move it to our next meeting. We next have action item 3, which is an approval of addendum to athletic employment contract.
Is Lee Wood first or Mark Rare? I know there's two.
Let's see.
Mark Rare.
Mark first. So this is a new contract for Mark Rare, and there are no changes in the terms at all other than his retention bonus goes from 15 now to 30, and his buyout goes from 200,000 down to 100,000. He's been here 4 years. We've won 30 or more games all 4 years, which ties the school record 4 years in a row with 30 or more wins. And the 145 wins that he has had as our head coach through 4 years is the second best over a four-year period of any coach we've ever had. So we'd very much like to keep him on board.
Anybody have any questions
or thoughts
about this? All right. Being none, I will take a motion for approval of an addendum to the athletic contract.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And then we also have another addendum to the format contract.
Yes, thank you on Mark Raritan and Lee Wood as our track coach. He was the assistant coach when Brent Chum was here. Brent unfortunately passed away. Lee took over on an interim basis and has done a terrific job. And in fact, this year our men's team finished with the highest conference finish since 2017. And we have two athletes going to the national championships in Eugene, Oregon next week. So he's done a terrific job too. And this formalizes everything and just makes him our full-time men and women's track and cross-country head coach.
Hey, does anybody have any questions about this contract for Lee Wood? Does anybody have a motion to approve the contract?
Motion. Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right. Okay. Thank you all very much.
All right, thank you, Todd. Okay.
Chair West, I move with the board going to closed session as provided in KRS 61.8101C for the following: discussion of proposed or pending litigation against or on behalf of the university.
No, sir.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Andrew.
The board is now returned to open session. The discussions and deliberations during the closed session were restricted to those stated in the motion, and no formal action was taken by the board in closed session. So, do we have some new business? Anybody have new business?
Madam Chair, we discussed our current bylaws, and I would like to propose some bylaw changes. I don't know if anybody has a copy of the bylaws here, but probably not. Section 7, it talks about selection of committee members. So the way it reads now, if a board officer vacancy occurs, an election shall be held to fill the unexpired portion of that term and to serve on the executive committee. And we'd like to change that to read, if a board officer vacancy occurs, an election should be held to fill the unexpired portion of that term and to serve on the executive committee if that officer was a member of the executive committee. So that's one change. And then the next change would be in also in Article 6, Section 2, review and compensation of the president. We're going to change the first sentence to read, the president shall be evaluated on an annual basis by the board according to written objectives, specific and general, developed by the president in conjunction with the board and presented to the board at the outset of each academic year. I think the old says that the president shall be evaluated in the executive session. And then the B of that same bullet point, instead of the executive committee shall serve as the president's compensation committee and based on each annual evaluation meet in executive session to review the president's compensation package. The compensation package recommended by the executive committee shall be presented to the full board for approval. We'd like to change that to read, the executive committee shall serve as the president's compensation committee and to establish the president's compensation package by contract. The compensation package and other terms of the president's contract and any renewal contracts, as recommended by the executive committee, must be presented to and approved by a majority of the board.
Okay, thank you. And then that will be on the agenda for motion for the next meeting, which will be August. Okay, and then I also wanted to remind board members, we will be getting self-assessment on Monday. Is that right? By email, Beth, so everybody be looking for those. And then I also have something for our outgoing board member, our student regent, Rex Robinson. And I just want to let you know that we have so much enjoyed having you, and we've so much appreciated you, and we're really going to miss you.
we're happy to have our new student regent, but we hope you will still come back and visit us and see us, and you've been just wonderful.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's definitely been an honor. I will remember a lot of moments from college, but particularly that moment crossing a stage, shaking the president's hand, and then when you all joined me down there on the floor, that was like the coolest thing ever. So I don't know, I really appreciate all of you guys, but this experience has not been cool because of the position, but because I've gotten to do it alongside all of you. So thanks for everything. Thanks for the gift. But yeah, I'll just be across the street in Ransdell Hall, so I'm sure I'll stop by occasionally.
Okay.
Rush, I'll add to what Chair West said. You have been an extraordinary contributor to the board's work this year. And so of the 9 years I've been president, this was actually the closest group of SGA leadership that I've had. And I noted that I got hugs from all of them as they came through the line. And that has not happened in previous years. So I appreciate not just what you brought to the position, your intellect, your curiosity, your due diligence, but also your affable nature and the team that you built, which was special.
Thanks, sir.
I would just like to say I really appreciate your career choice. Right, Dean Martin?
Yes. Go Tops.
So nice to have someone not going into politics.
Educators,
I'm sorry I'm not there to give you a hug, but I think you have just been an exceptional student board representative, and just appreciate all that you've done. I love how you speak up and share your thoughts, and it's just been really nice being sitting beside you.
And thank you, Ms. Nichols. Thank you, Ms. Nichols.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I have one last question that I need to ask Susan Howarth.
Okay.
That's okay. Susan, how did the pricing go on the P3 project this week?
It went absolutely phenomenal. It couldn't have gone any better. I won't dig into a lot of details, but for example, the pricing started Wednesday at 8:30. It opened up for orders. We were selling approximately $334 million in bonds for phase one, and there was oversubscription by 9 o'clock, and then when the pricing closed at 10:30, we were oversubscribed. Actually, we had $4.2 billion in orders for $334 million. And just, I actually received another note from our banking partner at RBC, and the lead there is Casey Fox. And he actually sent, which I'll share with Gary, he actually sent me another synopsis where UOK was in the market at the same time with their P3 on energy, and we actually did better than they did. And so that says a lot. But I'll just kind of give you, this is really a high-level summary that Casey sent me this morning on. So just kind of give you an idea, the true interest cost when we did our rating meeting with S&P in February was 5.049. Our final pricing was 4.909 for an improvement of 0.140, which is phenomenal given the market. I mean, I said a lot of prayers on Tuesday night. The maximum annual debt service, so you got to think this is over 40 years, so it changes throughout the period. So the maximum annual debt service, the rating meeting, it was $21.2 million, and the final pricing, it was $20.8 million, so for a savings of $357,000. So, and our debt service coverage maximum at the rating was 1.45, which you have to be at 1.2, so we were better than what we had to be. But at final pricing, we went up to 1.58. So it was just it was an incredible day in the market. So
I want to congratulate Susan, Andrea, everyone on the team. Brian, Bo, John Mark.
Everybody's Martha. I'm on it too.
I will tell you the comments that we have received from outside counsel about the process we used and the speed with which we did this, but also the diligence that we put into it, that in the P3 circles, everyone in the country is talking about what we've done, how in the world did they do that, and we should all be proud of what was an extraordinary amount of work in 8 months to get us to this point, which is unheard of in public-private partnerships. So congratulations to everyone.
Great. Great.
Chairman, I would just like to make a brief comment for the record. We have all received the faculty assessment that Regent Spiller provided to us, and I'm sure all of us have read it with a great deal of interest. Just for the record, I would like to make a brief comment about that. We are provided with the agenda and supporting materials at least a week before our meetings. We are provided with copies of operating budgets in excess of a week. We have an opportunity to attend work sessions where we ask questions and try to become fully informed about the budget and about other matters that come before the board. My point is, we do not walk into this room and see this material for the first time when we come for a meeting. We have all seen it at least a week beforehand and had opportunity to investigate it, to read it, to ask questions about it, and be knowledgeable about it in order to try to make decisions for the best interest of this university and for the best interest of our student population, which is always our prime goal. I say this to say this. We do not operate in a vacuum as far as the Board of Regents is concerned. We all try to be well informed. Our only interest is in this university and in the student population. That's our primary goal, that's our primary interest. We are not a rubber stamp board. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And if there is not any other new business, then we are adjourned.